Hi there. Yes, I'm here about your son. Yes, actually, I'm from the training company. Yes, I am the tutor. Oh, thank you so much. I'm actually not that young, but I appreciate the compliment. I do try to take care of my skin. Of course, thank you. So, your son's not here. Why don't you tell me a little bit about him? And is he a... Yeah, that's good, actually. We don't have to go through the whole conversation about the birds and the bees and, very basic stuff, I guess. We don't? Yes, okay, good. So he more or less knows how to treat a woman. He just doesn't know how to listen to them in terms of sexual cues and how exactly to move, I guess. Yeah, those types of techniques are kind of like a bit more harder to learn, especially with, someone who has just reached being of age. How old is he again? Okay, good. Well, yeah, he might be more than of age, but most men and women don't get their sexual experience at this age either. Well, especially for those who are quite a bit of a shut in or an introvert. Personally, I was an introvert myself, and I still am from time to time. And I definitely have been restricted by that in terms of social interaction and learning about, these types of things. So that's totally normal. It's normal for me, and it's normal for him too. So honestly, you won't have to worry so much. But I also do understand, why you feel the need to show him the ropes and make sure that he's treating women the right way and that he makes sure both parties are enjoying. So that's actually, big kudos to you. Well, we've dealt with these types of cases a lot of times, and this is actually a daily occurrence as where fathers just ask our company to come in and provide some support. A part of me thinks that fathers do that so that they can have a little bit of their sexual fantasies come true as well. But, everyone's a winner, basically. Yeah. So why don't you go ahead and call your son over? And I just have a couple of papers for him to sign. It'll also sort of help me understand how awkward he is, how outgoing he is, how confident he is, etc. So yeah. Okay, I'll see you in a bit. Hi there. You must be his son. Hi. I'll be your tutor for today. Nice to meet you. So, your father has told me a lot of things. Very interesting things about you. You don't have to worry, nothing damning. All of this is super normal, super chill. You don't have to worry about a thing at all. And I'm sure dad has sort of talked to you about how this is going to go, etc. Okay, good. Well, the first thing you need to know that this is all, you're not an outlier, first things first. We get these types of calls every day. It's only just a matter of helping men understand how to treat a woman and how to make sure that both parties enjoy themselves as much as possible. Because honestly, isn't that what we want in the end, right? Most men want to, think themselves as studs, but if they're not very careful, they might actually just make a bad reputation for themselves. And things might not work out. But the same thing for women too. Like most women want to think of them as sex goddesses. And then, that would be very, very lovely if all men and women are like studs and sex goddesses. But everyone has to learn. Everyone has to start at zero. And everyone has to sort of build themselves up there. Yes, even the porn stars you watch had to start somewhere. So you don't have to worry about a thing. All right? This is all going to be a wonderful learning experience. Your dad's gonna win, you're gonna win, and I'm gonna win because I honestly believe that we can show you a couple of great things. Yeah? Okay, so I just need you to sign this real quick. So, you as the father, well, I think you've seen this on our website already, the type of this, a consent form. Okay, good. But for you might not have seen this yet. And honestly, you're the one who needs to sign this because this is all up to you. So you understand the concept of safe words, right? Okay, good. So two safe words, one for, one to tell me to slow down or your father to slow down, and one to stop me from anything, really. So at any moment, if you don't feel comfortable, totally be okay with telling me your safe words and I will stop. So I need you to put in your two safe words here and your signature. And this is all just to, protect you so that, that I know that I have your consent and that you can withdraw it at any time. Okay, good. So please just sign this here. And let me just see. You got an interesting safe word. Where did you learn these? Well, looks like porn has taught you a thing or two then. Well, before I forget, hello, Dad. Let me just show you your son's safe word so that you're also aware. This one here, and this one here. Kind of clear to you? Okay, great. So anytime he says any of these, if there's a case that I don't hear it, but I don't think I'll ever put myself in a situation where I can't hear your son, but you know him more than I do. So in case that he starts looking a little bit weird, a little bit uncomfortable, you can also say these words so that I can come in and well, I can basically stop what I'm doing, right? And we can adjust or do whatever after that. Okay then. For the sun. How should I call you, by the way? Sir? Daddy? All right. Sir's fine for now. Okay. So, first let me talk to your son real quick. Okay, so I want you to relax. I want you to chill. Actually, if you want to sit down, just chill. Let me, sort of get you into the mood of things. I know this entire thing was so formal, and now is no longer the time to be formal. Now is the time to have a little bit more fun. So I want you to just relax. I want you to loosen up your pants. You can lower your pants if you want. Don't be shy. From what I'm seeing, I think your dad has gifted you something really well done. All right, good. That's it. Open up to me. And will it help you even more if I take out my top like this? Show you my tits like that? Good. So I want you to just stroke your cock for me. I want you to stroke a nice big cock of yours. That's it. Show me. Do it slowly. Don't be in a rush. Yeah, just do it slowly. I'll show you how to do it if you're struggling a little bit. Well, with your dad first. So just stroke your cock. Follow the speed of which I play with my tits. You see how slowly I caress it? Stroke your cock at the same pace. Mimicking the woman in front of you in terms of tempo, in terms of speed, in terms of intensity. Is definitely the first step. Now, if you don't mind me, I want you to enjoy the show as much as you want, but I want you to do something for me. I want you to pay close attention to what me and what your dad is doing. Well, I'm not going to use your dad in this context anymore. I won't call your dad, but I will call him sir. Okay? Does that sound good to you? Now, sir, let's show your son what you're capable of. We need to show him the ropes, after all. You can grab me. You can do whatever you want to me. I trust that you know exactly what to do with me. Otherwise, you wouldn't call me after all. I see. Well, you can grope my ass as much as you want. I love it when... I love it when your big hands just grab me like that. You can spank me as much as you want, really. I don't mind for a little bit of pain. That might have echoed throughout the entire house. And you're a good kisser too, aren't you? Not only that, I can tell that you're really excited by this too. You're a little bit of an exhibitionist, aren't you, sir? Your cock is so hard right now, I can feel a massive bulge right in front of me. Shall we show your son how it's done? I thought so. So, again, if you feel a little bit awkward about this, don't worry. I'm going to show, well, Sir and I are going to show you how it's done, and I want you to pay close attention, okay? Good boy. You think he liked that? Good. So, sir, let's see what we got here. Oh, I was right. You did gift your son something really wonderful. Good genes, I see. Let me just stroke your cock a bit. Feel every inch of it. And you're so big in my hands, aren't you? Yeah. I can barely wrap my fingers around it. So big and so strong and so powerful, I bet. The way it stands right now. The way it twitches too. You're just raring to go, aren't you? That's understandable. I want to tell you right now that my pussy's so wet too. Nothing turns me on than being able to serve someone in front of another person. What can I say? I'm a little bit of a slut. A good, submissive slut who just wants to show people how much of a good girl she is. And you're gonna show your son how someone treats a good girl, right? Oh! I thought so. Hey, take a look at this. Look at the way I stroke his cock, right? Now, if a girl does this to you, don't get so eager and grab her hand. Let her do it. Let her explore your cock, you know? Let her get to know you a bit more. And you definitely want to do the same if she shows her body to you. Because I'm really enjoying this. Stroking this nice big cock. Let me feel these balls. See how heavy they are. Oh. They're a little bit full, aren't they? Yeah? Are you gonna give me every drop of your cum, sir? Are you going to give me all of this just for me? All of this white, sticky liquid? Where are you going to empty it, I wonder? On my pussy? Yeah? In my mouth? In my ass, maybe? I don't mind. I just want to be stuffed by your cock. I just want to be stuffed and filled by your cock and your cum. I want to be dripping with your cum after it. I want to have the seed deep inside of me. I don't care whether it's down my throat, my ass, or my pussy. I just want to empty these balls. And yes, dirty talk goes a long way too. Both for women and for men. So remember that. Now, sir, if I can ask you to just take a seat right there. Well, we wouldn't want you to sit right next to your son. I would want him to have the full show. Well, yeah. I want to suck this big cock, of course. And I want to milk it off its pre-cum. Right before you shove this big cock, ram it deep inside my tight and wet, hungry little pussy. I thought you might like hearing that. You ready for this, good boy? Try not to finish too soon, because you're next, okay? Take it as a practice in terms of edging. If you last longer, your girl will love it even more. Yeah? So, as I said, stroke slow, stroke steady, and I'll tell you when to ramp it up. Good boy. And now for you. Let me get a taste of this nice big cock. Oh, fuck. You take good care of yourself, don't you, sir? Before I forget, hygiene does go a long way. All cock is good cock, so long as it's clean cock. Sir's cock is a wonderful cock. I want to take this as slow as possible first. Like every inch. Oh, there's a nice thick cock. Make sure. Maybe feel really good. Make sure you're nice and wet because of my tongue. My drool. Make it all nice and sloppy and wet and messy. You see that? You see how Sir enjoys the foreplay? Savors it? That's how you can last. We don't just grab her hair and move her up and down your cock. But if you wanted to, maybe you can if she's into it too. But, letting your girl enjoy your cock for a bit longer, will make her love your cock even better. Because she always notices the littlest details. Like the veins running across your cock. The way your cock twitches. The way your cock stiffens even more. Little movements you make every time you hit the sweet spot like this. Am I doing good, sir? Good. And asking for feedback is always good. Remember that. Otherwise, you two might struggle a bit. Thank you for giving me your cock, sir. Now, how would you like to have me? Of course, on all fours is always great. Why don't you come and join us now? Well, I'll let you have my tight and wet little pussy later. But Sir always goes first. Is that okay? Good. Besides, You get to learn exactly how to fuck a little slut like me. I'm ready for your big cock, sir. I want it to be jammed deep inside my tight and wet little pussy. I want my folds to be stretched wide and open for you. I want this big cock to just pump out every drop of cum inside me. You don't have to worry about anything, sir. All I want is this nice big cock jammed deep inside of me while it pumps out every drop of that nice, hot, sticky cum. Is that all right, sir? Sorry, I turn a little slutty when it comes to the good part. Well, I'll take care of your son's cock, too. Don't you worry about that. I'll make sure he comes really hard. You've done so well so far. Honestly, most of the men who I've had to teach must have already come already by now, or even earlier than that. So why don't you come over here, and I'm gonna take this nice big cock that's already dripping with so much pre-cum. You poor little thing. While Sarah takes my tight and wet little hole, and he gets to dictate the pace. Okay then. I'm ready when you are, sir. Your cock tastes good too. I just love being whored out like this. I can feel the tip of your cock, sir. Yes, I'll be a good slut and take both cocks at the same time. I should be able to take it. And you won't come so soon, won't you? Good, because I want this to last as long as possible, okay? I want you to feel so good, too. While Sir empties his cum deep inside of me. I'm ready, sir. Don't come. Hold on as long as you can, okay? Sir, you might have to slow down a little bit. Okay, good. Don't forget to watch, sir. While he pounds me, while he pounds my wet little hole, okay? Try to learn as much as you can from him. Fuck, the way Sir slams his cock deep inside of me makes your cock. Makes your cock ram deep down my throat, too. Oh, the same time. It'll teach him how to time things properly. Okay, okay, I'm ready. I'll take more, I'll take more, and I'll take you faster. Oh, that was something else. Oh, the car. You come to his showcase. And you, sir. Fuck. I can feel your cum trickling down my thighs. Would you fuck it back in again, sir? Here, have my ass. Thank you so much, sir. Oh, fuck. So, did you learn something? Yes, it might cloud your senses a little bit. But what's important is that you learn how to time things right. And you did a wonderful job. And your calm tastes good, too. So you take good care of yourself, too. And that's great. Now, I'll let you recover a little bit. I need some recovering, too, because sir over here has something else. I'll let you recover a little bit. And after that, you can have my pussy next, okay? And sir, if you like, you can have my ass, too. Well, my mouth is good, too. So whatever you'd like, of course. Thank you.